Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 785, Live Service Smashing, recorded live on June 24th, 2021. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your co-host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we've got DJ and Rage back in the house for the third drawing of the DreamHack Griffball Summer Series, sponsored by DJ Blue and PlayGriffball.com. Well, not technically sponsored, but they're the ones running it.
We'll flip it. So it's sponsored by DreamHack, powered by PlayGriffball.com, yeah, but it's the DJ Blue PDX Griffball Summer Series.
Right.
But the title is way too
long. We just came off of a Tier 5 hype train.
I know. It's so much to keep track of right now. I'm super excited, man. That was a ridiculous
That was set. Crazy.
30 gift subs and bits?
Yeah, 29 gift subs, or 23 gift subs, 2,390 bits. We originally were trying to go for 343%. Then we blew past that, and then we tried to go for 434%, and we went over by 2%.
Yep.
For the end of the hype train.
Well, screw it. We're just going to go right on past. It's fine.
Yep.
It's fine.
So that happened. Right. So we're a little bit on the high right now from the hype train. and we're still on the high from Infinite. We got our newest Inside Infinite today, talking about the live service being deployed for Halo Infinite. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We've got Season 7 for MCC, titled Elite, which is now available for MCC. Also, fun little fact, MCC is currently 50% off on Steam, the lowest I think it's ever been on Steam.
Oh, yeah. Yep. And it's going to be like that for a while. So I think probably on Saturday, we're going to give away some free copies.
Yeah.
Yeah, during the show, we'll give away some copies. And on top of the Astro headset, we'll also give away some copies of MCC on Steam.
Can you give Steam games to someone that's not on your friends list?
No, you got to friend them.
Okay, that's why I thought.
Gift it to them and then be good.
Okay, because I want to do some giveaways for MCC, but I didn't know if there's a way to
buy the
do
codes
that.
For them. Or you can just send them the money in a gift, like do a wallet.
Yeah. Well, you can't buy codes because only the publisher can actually generate the codes to begin with. So
right.
Unless I go to like unions, like, hey, can I get a bucket of codes? So, anyways, and then we've got some buckets of names that we're gonna get, or numbers actually that we'll get to here.
I made them as small little wads as possible, so nobody can say you can see the number. And
that's where he did it. That's where he did it, guys.
There's one. We need like a sticker tainted on the outside for the final drawing next month. Three over four of them just went out the bucket. How many fell out? We can say those all get the buys.
Hold on.
Now he's gonna go in and check, make sure he's got them all again.
Well, while DJ finds his marbles, I mean paper wads.
They kind of went everywhere.
Oh my god!
We are off to a rolling start, everybody. Welcome to Podtacular.
Rocking and rolling.
Not under the desk.
While DJ tries to find the paper wads, I guess I'll go over how the draft's working real quick. So for it, this one is going to work just like the Halo Reach event last month went. So we do have, once again, 13 teams, so which means that we will have three teams with a bye. So when we draw seeds, we're going to be going backwards. So the first first team drawn, they will get the 13th seed and the lowest seed. But with three teams getting the bye, the three bottom seeds will get the bye in the first round, just to try and balance out the fact that everyone else is going to have a host priority over them. As a reminder, the higher seed you get, the higher host preference you get. So if you get the number one seed, which will be the last team drawn out of the pail, you will have your choice of neutral host throughout the entire tournament. So seeds are a big deal. They've been very impactful so far in the previous two tournaments. And now DJ looks like he's composed himself, has his paper wads from his pail.
I have 13 wads of paper in my bucket. I'm good. I found them all.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Talking about pale, DJ's hairline.
Badoom. Yeah. You want to know what's really funny is because my favorite thing to do when it's raining in the summer, especially in Oregon, is to just go outside and stand in the rain under different trees because different leaves hold different amounts of water. And the way that it drips on my head once it's been, like, because I'm bald, you can hear the rain sounds differently as it's thwacking on my scalp and it's a weird different sound. And so I'll go under different types of trees. We have so many different trees here, especially in the area that I live in. I just stand under the trees in the rain and listen to the way the difference in the rain sounds on my head versus when I'm just standing out in the open. As bizarrely
little nature's rain ASMR type of thing.
Right. That's ASMR done right. No farting involved.
Sked, do you really not know who your captain is?
Uh-oh. We've got some emergencies in the chat, possibly.
quick note. Last event, there was a team that had multiple EU players on it. We do not have that this time. We have, I think, 3 EU players, and they're all on separate teams. So there's no team that's going to get absolutely screwed with the low seed this time around. So that makes me very happy.
Seb, I swear to God, I'm hoping that you get in the first round. Man, because I feel bad. You got literally shafted the last two times. I'm going to guess. We got 1, 2, 3.
Sked, you were on Fancy's team.
5, 6.
Your team name is Jupiter Shock.
I have 13 watts. We're good. We're good.
There we go.
Teams, 13 all watts. Right. We're fine.
Do they all have right, numbers cool. on them?
I got wads, yes. man.
Oh. I got wads. Giddy, 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 good.
All right. Well, so last week we actually had our post E3 Infinite show with quite a few different folks on. We had some returning folks on from the previous week and some other potacular returning guests along with a couple new folks. But since Rage and DJ are here, wanted to get your guys' take on what we saw during the E3 week of Halo Infinite crazy info brain dump goodness. What's your guys' thoughts on everything that we saw? Because I think everyone from last week, we're all hyped, and I'm assuming you guys probably are as well.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. Just
yeah. I was pleasantly surprised.
From where we were a year ago to where we are now, the improvement is just night and day. I was really happy with what we saw there. As Griftballers, we got our first glimpse at the hammer, which was fantastic. I'm looking forward to a whole lot more gameplay of it. The initial reaction to the to my precious hammer is that it is extremely dangerous. Every single swing killed one or two people, so the damage is through the roof. But at the same time, it looks like the animation is a lot slower. It's almost like maybe closer to like Halo 3 speed and Reach and Halo 4 and 5. You could spam the hell out of that thing. Not the best thing, but it looks like they really slowed it down and bringing it back. Hopefully the gravity thing is still there. Remains to be seen because every swing kills people. But I'm really thrilled about the hammer. Otherwise, I just love everything else that I saw in the trailer. There is so much to look forward to.
I got really giddy with the multiplayer. needless to say.
I'll be honest. So, as I said last year, we're talking about a game that was in pre-alpha state that was in development. What we saw last year was not intended to reflect the actual end result. And just as I predicted, exactly as I said, what they presented and what they had this year truly represents the vision that they had put out from the beginning. And for those of us who never lost faith, congratulations. We're right on target with exactly where we figured we would be. It is exactly what I thought and hoped it would be. And it's fine. It's perfect. I trust these people. We know these people. These people are our friends. They're Halo fans. They're passionate about what they're developing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me a shill if you want. I don't care. I knew what was coming. I'm fine with it. I'm super happy about it. And I'm excited for what's going to be released this coming holiday season on the Xbox, Windows, PCs, on Steam, and the Microsoft Store with Xbox Game Pass and Game Pass Ultimate for PC. Get yours now at Xbox.com. There you go.
What do you guys think of the weapon?
Which one?
The blue one.
Cortana 2.0.
Okay.
Weapon.
So the secondary weaponized AI that was intended to get out there and get Cortana is a character that anybody who's read the books understands. A, it's not Cortana. It's not a Cortana 2.0. But more importantly, It opens up the doors for many things. You heard the conversation that happened between Master Chief and this new AI about they're going to find Cortana. She doesn't even understand why she wasn't deleted. And I think that leaves a wide range of story and lore opportunities for 343 to expand the universe in the right directions that they feel is going to not only adequately and accurately represent the different ways they can tell stories, but they're going to do so in a dynamic and robust environment that doesn't force them to make a whole new game every time they want to tell a piece of a story. They can continue adding these storyline elements in coordination with releases of books, graphic novels, videos, movies, TV shows. There is an opportunity for the transmedia to truly embed themselves within the game itself and push this thing out together as one cohesive unit. Again, I said this over a year ago. Infinite is going to change the way games are developed moving forward. E3 proved that. All of the release of all the information they've had since then has proven that. They have been as transparent as they can be, a hell of a lot more transparent than any other company making a video game has been. And they have done so in good faith with the help of not only the community, but with the help of those of us who've been continuously being supportive and not constantly dogging on them. So
right.
It is exactly what I've always hoped that Halo would evolve into. And I think we've got so many different directions that we're going to be able to look to in order to find every nuance of happiness for all the different players. Those who are looking for the competitive sweaty feel. Those who are looking for griffball. Those who are looking for a storyline-based experience where they're going to get to fall in love once again, not just with the story, but with the characters, where they get to find their passion and exploring things at a rate that they find meets their, I would say, their experience as a gamer. Some people don't want to have to just throw right into a multiplayer and go, oh God, I don't know what I'm doing. Some people want to learn the multiplayer by playing the campaign. Some people just want to explore the story and embed themselves inside of something that is going to make them feel an emotion. That.
I just want to blow stuff up.
Yeah. Or just blow stuff up. Like, that also works. But I think that this is that final crest of what needed to happen to push them out on this next 10-year venture. And I couldn't be more happy to support them in this project and to be doing what I can as a content creator to help support that.
I think DJ is just really excited that there is a game mode with bots where he'll be able to pretend like he's really good at the game.
Let's be honest. I don't want to have to go up and try and... I don't want to have to go up against Penn's Halo in a game. That kid's violent. Eric Ebu can't shoot things with sniper rifles.
Oh,
I can't shoot things with sniper rifles. And I've seen Eric do it in game. He's freaking good at it.
1v1 me, DJ.
All right, and with what? If it's a hammer...
Penn's just caught up.
Gonna still lose. Yeah. Penn's like, wait, what?
What?
Penn's is on that Twitch delay.
Yeah. Pause and restart in about 10 seconds.
There we go.
What trick?
Hey, Penn, you've seen me with a weapon. Unless it's like something that's ridiculous. I don't know, like an incense cannon where I randomly get good shots or a hammer. Now, in some cases, I'm really good at the hammer. Unless I'm going up against people like Rage. Or Sket, or any of the other followers in here, then it's questionable and it's kind of a situation.
Right. But right. Yeah. Right.
It's okay. You've only had years of practice.
Hey, I feel the same way about combing my hair. Go yourself.
And then what are you guys' thoughts on the new big team stuff that we saw? 12 on 12?
Yes. Thank you. Finally.
That gameplay was so just chaotic and just looks like so much fun.
We've been there before.
I just always have more fun when there's like, more players on the map.
It's not a new mode. It's Warzone in a different
environment. It's not Warzone.
You got 12 on 12. Okay.
Well, you don't have the AI. You don't have the capture the base stuff.
No, it's just player on player.
It is a variant of a large mm-hmm. frame BTB. It's a variant of it. But, yeah, we've had large variants of BTB before as a test trial in H5. And while we only had 3 maps to run on, it was a good baseline. They learned a lot from that. A lot from that. And now they get to take it and make it into something completely brand new on a ridiculously larger scale. I'm excited for the dedicated servers and custom game browsers and custom games. Because that means we no longer have to look for neutral hosts as Griffballers. We're going to be able to really push.
Well, I guess we'll see if it comes out at launch, because they haven't said anything about that stuff yet.
That's what I'm excited for. And if they announce that, great. If they don't,
I hope it's at launch. If not, they'll probably add it, because, I mean, if they're adding it to MCC.
I'm still waiting for them to come up with a way to browse maps without having to turn on my console.
Like, I couldn't, at this stage of game is 2021, I would not imagine that they would release everything without some sort of a dedicated server system for everything involved. Given the global reach this game is intended to have, yeah.
Yeah.
If he wants first seed or he's going to riot. All right.
Well, I'm thinking more like the custom game browser. I mean, it's going to be dedicated servers.
AJ, if first round of drinks are on me at the next con we're at together.
Which, did you see that PAX West is in person?
Well, yes, and I'm excited. I was excited for that. I really am excited for that. Here's what I'm not so excited about. Hey, guess what? You have a 100.4 degree temperature? Come on in!
Did they say that?
No, bitch, no.
Well, they're not doing the checks.
If you got a 104 degree temperature, 100.4 degree, 100.4, then you can come in. How about you not?
That's what they set the limit?
All the way uphill, but if it raised,
they said if you have a temperature of under 104, you would be let in.
Yes.
That if you have 104 temperature,
it's in print on their website, dog. Like, holy, what the hell? Wait, are we getting MCC dedicated custom servers? We're hoping so. That would be awesome if we did.
I would be very upset if we don't have dedicated custom servers, because those were the best. Well, those were absolute lifesavers.
He's asking for MCC.
That has not been. That's been announced for MCC?
No, he was asking for MCC.
Yeah, no, that none of that has been, like, that's what I'm hope. That's the one thing that I'm hoping to hear
for
going forward is that we're going to get those.
I want that for everything.
For Infinite or MCC?
Both.
Both. Both, to be honest. There's plenty of people in the playlist on MCC.
That was a dumb question.
And we've got plenty of people who are going to be learning about Halo by playing the old games. We're going to bring in a whole new armada of players through this free-to-play system with multiplayer, and then add to that, they're going to be developing a passion. They want to play the game. They want to play previous versions of the game. MCC is going to go wild. We've already seen an increase in playlists.
Here's the thing about dedicated servers. The reason we are here today selecting seats is because we do not have dedicated servers.
Yes, this is also true. But no, where the hope is, that'll come out someday.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, I can throw my hopes out there. I'm not blaming anybody. They got a lot on their hands to do. They got a lot on their hands to do right now.
Yep, they do.
Focus on what they need to focus on. I'm going to let them do their thing. I'm not judging.
Yep. So let's see. Let's go through the couple of things. So we've got MCC Season 7, which is Elite. We've talked about some of the stuff before on what they're releasing. It's out now. We've got the Edge map finally introduced into MCC. It was during Season 6 Flighting. Did not make the Season 6 release, but now that and I believe Waterfall is the other map. Those are now both in Social Matchmaking. So, a couple new maps in Social Matchmaking, which would be cool. New Elite Armor, new Elite Sword Colors, which is awesome. The new Mark 7 helmet is now in Halo 4 on MCC. So, a little bit of cross-branding between MCC and Infinite, which is really cool. That is actually a free unlock. So, if you just go into MCC and go into the exchange, it's a free unlock, 0 season points. You can go get it now for Halo 4.
Have you seen it? It's sexy.
It's nice.
It's sexy. It's great.
Yeah. It's actually a really nice helmet. Yeah. I did not expect them to add something from Infinite into MCC like that.
Again,
but I'm happy they did.
Brilliant marketing, giving us a piece of the flavor, giving us a chance to experience part of what they're bringing to this game moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be rad. And Eric Yabu, like all of our friends who've never played it, they're going to have fun.
And the Champions Bundle DLC content has now been included in MCC. Apparently that was missing. I didn't even pick up on the fact that it was missing. But
yeah, the HCS Champions Bundle? Yeah.
Yeah. All the customization. I think the maps were in there, but just the customizations were not.
I just want them to bring back my Griffball helmet, man.
Well, that was part of it.
Yeah. And they did.
Yeah.
Wait, so is the Prefect stuff in there too?
I believe so.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Then we're all set.
Yeah, I think everything that was in the Champions Bundle as far as customization is now in MCC.
Oh, good. Beautiful. If I can get my grip helmet back, Man, I'm doing tons of Halo 4 stuff then.
There you go.
And the Elite designs are just amazing. I just love the Elite.
Their detail is all heck, man.
They're really nice. I like all the different color swords. I cannot wait for all the screenshots to have like rainbow swords in them somewhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. We've got modding tools finally officially released from 343. So if you go into Steam, if you have the Steam version of the game, and you go to, if you go into your games, if you've purchased MCC already, and then you go to tools, you will see modding tool capabilities that you can download now to mod for Halo Combat Evolved.
Cool.
Nice.
We finally got some official modding tools. There's some like updated tools that they use for MCC specifically that are for those that have modded on Halo PC or Halo Custom Edition before. You'll be very familiar with the tools. It's the same kind of tools as far as like a tag editor, a tag viewer, and a couple of compilation tools for maps. So you've got plenty of familiarity if you're there with them already. And if not, then pretty much any tutorial that you've seen before for Halo Custom Edition modding. If you go to halocehalomaps.org, you can find plenty of tutorials and a lot of help over in those forums on how to actually start modding in MCC. And there's plenty of Discord servers as well. There's a whole Halo modding Discord. I think General Heed has some modding channels on his Discord server because of all the crazy YouTube videos that he does, which it's always... He comes up with some of the craziest video ideas, and it's always just crazy to see what kind of things that he tests and comes out with ideas for.
Yep. There's one thing I did notice. I actually just pulled it up to make sure that I can get this. Apparently, the Champions Bundle is something you do have to either earn or purchase or unlock.
Yeah, I think a fair chunk of it is part of the Season 7 unlocks.
Yeah.
And there might be a couple of things that might be behind the Season Challenges, but most of it will be in the Season 7 unlocks. And then 343 is going... They were planning to have a community play date today, but because of some of the matchmaking issues that have been plaguing MCC ever since the update actually dropped earlier this week, they postponed it a week. So it'll be happening on Thursday, July 1st. So if you want to get a couple of those Ice Unicorn nameplates and skins, then hop on July 1st at 2 p.m. Pacific to try to match 343 and play some MCC.
I'll be at work.
I'll be here getting ready for, the podcast, if we're doing the podcast. We might not do a podcast depending on what's out. Little sneak peek. We have a special announcement coming in on Tuesday next week in partnership with another big Halo community that you might want to pay.
Hey, wait, I think you just gave it away.
No, that would not have been enough to give it away.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I'm just,
no, it wouldn't.
No, it would not be enough to give it away. That's a tease on just a part of the announcement. Yeah, stay tuned on Tuesday.
Yes, Pins, Pawn Hub.
Prawn Hub? Oh my gosh.
What?
That's funny. Yeah. Prawn Hub. That's funny. Let's see. Inside Infinite, we got our latest entry of Inside Infinite today. Talking about the live game service that we're going to get with Halo Infinite. There's actually not too much detail to go into this. They talk a lot about stuff that they kind of already talked about during E3 week as far as previous seasons. You'll be able to go back and purchase for seasons that you've missed. They always are there, so you get to always unlock stuff. But they do go into a little more detail about the Waypoint app and the unified design that they have across all different platforms for their experience. The new Waypoint's supposed to support Halo 5, MCC, Halo Infinite, and be this unifying experience that looks similar across console, browser, and a new mobile app that's coming as well. You'll be able to go in there, look at your customization, actually customize your Spartan on the app and the web. You'll be able to look at challenges, your progression, your match history. This is based off all the screenshots.
Let me browse maps and game types, please.
Yes. It would be nice if we could get file share stuff in the Waypoint experience, please, 343. Although they had an interesting focus on having lore be a part of the core experience as well, which is a little interesting for, I guess, some of the screenshots they showed off from a mobile app perspective, but...
Well, it's important to reinforce the fact that everywhere in every single book in the Ever of Everdom for the Halo universe, they've always been able to sprint.
You're playing with fire.
I'm down to get burned.
Slight tangent. I think the whole sprint argument is just a matter of like gameplay. good experience gameplay versus whether it's lore accurate or not, but beside the point.
I heard that they were power walking in the books.
You know? I heard they did find some previously abandoned malls, and they just walk in circles. Just pick, get your Spartan out of a rounder. There you go.
Someone make a Forge map that's just an abandoned mall, please, now.
Spartans with walkers.
The one thing I want when it comes to like Halo Waypoint and all this kind of stuff is I want the best stats chest and just stat tracking in general that we've had ever. From going all the way back to the Bungie.net days, I definitely spent a lot of time in that metal chest and looking at all those stats, mm-hmm. and that was always a lot of fun to do, and I really didn't feel like I had that same experience on Waypoint. So yep. I'm hoping, because when they went through that, I went and made sure to check, to look for the word stat, and to see what came up, and there was some encouraging stuff in there. They're all talking about how yes. they love their stats and stuff, so that's usually a good sign of things to come. So hopefully we get some good news out of that when it launches. And for me, that would be a really huge improvement over what they've got now.
Well, and a couple of the folks that were talking about the Waypoints experience specifically said they had their start off with like Halo C and Halo 2 and talking about how they would go check their Bungie.net stats and be tracking that all the time. And I think one of them even said that, jokingly said that if there was a stat tracking thing for Halo CE, he would have not kept his job. Would have wasted time with his stats.
Stats are fun.
Well, I think they're a core experience to what Halo players new and old will probably want. Like that, you want that trophy to say, hey, here's how well I play in Halo, or here's a cool accolade that I got. Hey, look at this cool armor that I unlocked in Halo. I mean, obviously, it's 2021. You've got kids with cell phone these days, so it's going to be everyone pulling out their phones like, hey, look at this cool new armor that I unlocked in the game.
Who's got the most Kalianaris? Stuff like that. Like, I remember, even then, it was back when Halo Charts was at its
peak. Bring back the land parties. Bring back the land parties.
It's nice to see a lot of them bringing up stuff from back in the day that yeah. people have has been very nostalgic, but it's just like, there's a place for this now, so let's go ahead and bring that good stuff back. And a lot of people yep. will be very, very happy with that.
Yeah.
Lots of
support in here for accessibility, ease of reading, ease of viewing across different platforms. So they actually go a little bit into the technical aspect sides of what they're doing on developing the new Waypoint experience, more or less. They also talk about some of the research that they're doing. They have a new forum system that they're going to replace their existing forum system with Discourse, which I actually haven't heard of that forum platform before, but that's another change that's coming. And we got a nice little piece of concept art at the bottom as well, which looks really cool. Looks like a concept art piece for the map Lifefire, which GT, you want to add another desktop background to your rotation?
Already there.
Already there. Very nice. Other than that, there wasn't a lot of other things in here that I don't think they've already talked about that we haven't already talked about on the show regarding just the season progression, and everything else was just pretty much around how the development team for the game and the design team for Halo Waypoint have been working in tandem a lot more for this iteration of Waypoint. So there's going to be a lot more native integration with it, which is always good to hear. So that's the first half of the show. Now on to the second half of the show for the DreamHack DJ Blue PDX Griffball series, summer series, sponsored by Playgriff Ball. I don't know if I got that right. Here we or go. Wrong, but it's, I'm pretty sure.
It's hard.
In order to create the longest titled event ever in history, yes, we created the DWPDX Griff Ball Summer Series, presented by DreamHack, powered by PlayGriffBall.com, where 4 months in a row, we get players from all throughout the Griff Ball and Halo community battling it out each month for a $600 cash prize. It's $400 for the first place team, $200 for the second place team. The first three events are all draft, which means we're diversifying the content, diversifying the opportunity for teams to get in there and win. Coming up on the next month, which is the July event, it's a very different feel. We're going to do a selected game, but you're going to bring your own teams. People get to team up with whoever the hell they want, four people per team, same cash prize, and this time we're expecting to see some super teams. The difference also is, instead of it being on my channel, in July, this event will actually be on the front page of DreamHack as we kick off DreamHack Beyond, which happens from the 24th to the 31st of July in its first ever digital online game variant of DreamHack. It's never happened before. It's the first time they've ever done this. It's going to be incredible. You can get in there. You can not only earn all sorts of different points and prizes, etc., at their event by engaging with the event. You can also watch incredible esports events like the kickoff, which is our Halo event. So lots of fun there, lots of things to look at. This weekend, this Saturday, we're giving away a set of Astro headphones. It starts at 12 noon. We're going to throw out a couple of copies of the MCC from Steam for those who want to jump in there. If you don't already have it, I'm not sure what you're doing with your life. But let's be honest, everybody who's in this chat, you should already have the game.
And if not, now's the perfect time to get it because it's half off on Steam.
Yeah, and if you're tired of the Microsoft Games Launcher, well, now we'll get it to you on Steam and you'll be good to go. There you go.
There's no launcher for it on PC, though.
When is the Griffball game selected for that final event? We'll have that information for you. I believe we'll be able to announce that on Saturday. We're still working with DreamHack to determine what the direction is on that from them based on production. So expect that announcement next week, I would say, scheduled. But yeah, there you go. There's all the information needed.
All right. So, how about, before we draw numbers, a recap of the last event, which was Halo Reach.
Yeah, Halo Reach, we ended up going for a little over eight hours, I want to say. 8.5 hours that show went, and it was
I dropped in for the goose segment.
Oh, yeah, knockdown, drag-out battle, Rage and I rolled out, and finally got us through. There was some very unique, some teams we didn't expect to get dropped, got kicked. Some teams that we didn't expect to progress did.
That's Rage, good.
You had some really interesting perspectives on how that went.
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, there were a lot of great tournaments, but and the winners of the event were the originals led by Galvin, Wrecking Nerds, Devin, and Nuki. At the end of the day, they steamrolled everyone. We went through them through the first part of the winner's bracket, and I think they gave up maybe 3 goals over 4 games, and then they had to chill for like 3 hours while the rest of the tournament finished up. And then I forget who came on back around. It's been a month, but the loser's bracket went through. We had some great games there, some very long games. We had to watch one game third person because it went like an hour and 20 minutes. That was a big moment of that tournament. But then the winners of the losers bracket came back around, faced up against originals on a huge gap between games, and same story. It was like a 5-1 or a 5-2 at best. It was very one-sided at the end of the day. I did not expect to see that. I thought we had a pretty diverse pool with a very balanced set of teams. But at the end of the day, you never know. Some teams just had that host preference. And at the end of the day, it was a great tournament overall. I had a great time.
Very good. Very good. Quick shout out to Hayden for the raid. Thank you for bringing your audience over. We're just starting the Griffball draft. We're going doing a little quick recap of what happened last month before we go into the drawing. Any unexpected things? I mean, DJ, you mentioned that there are some teams that you didn't expect to go forward and some teams that surprised you, some teams that didn't do as well. Any kind of just really out of the ballpark surprises that happened during the Reach stuff?
Yeah. So one of our former, like this, I asked Gingy. Gingy has been a world championship title holder multiple times over. He's won So many different pro titles, it's not even funny. This guy's got experience inside out and upside down. What I did not anticipate was Jinchi going out so quickly in the tournament, and he did. Like, there were multiple different combos of pros that ended up not actually getting through as far as either of us had internally predicted. And Rage and I were like, yeah, we got some pros up in this. We're going to go. We're going to get it. And I think part of that not only is because there were different dynamics and different people picking up the game. And one of the people we noticed, for example, Skell had not only never been a captain, he really didn't have a whole lot of experience with Halo 4 back in the very first event in April. And the people that he was able to learn from, including Ace B Silent, taught him. And we watched throughout the day. Not only did we see how he was in the beginning at our first mixer, but throughout the day, you watched as his skill just continued to increase and he kept falling into this new rhythm and evolving his gameplay. And we're watching as these pros and these experienced players who've been around in the community for years, in some cases, decade or more, have been teaching some of the new players what they know and watching that skill gap shrink. And it's been impressive to see how many people are picking up on it immediately. Wow. How many people are kind of losing some steps, but also the different dynamic in communications, in camaraderie, in I would say teamwork that we didn't actually anticipate seeing. And I think it's going to change the nature of what's going to be happening moving into July when it's a bring your own team scenario. I think we're going to see some combinations that will reflect previous super teams that have dominated the entire league. But I also think we're going to see some combinations of unexpected power that are going to come forth and really give them a run for their money.
Very cool. That's cool to hear that, like, the pros are sharing their knowledge and that people are just really picking it up and soaking it in and really having that, I guess, some of those underdog stories really come to fruition for this. That's really cool. That's really cool to hear.
Yeah, we've had, like, so at the beginning event, in which Skell won, he did get the first pick in the draft because he was extremely new. So he had a very big progression throughout the tournament. Also in that tournament, the second to last pick in that draft was Judici. He went fourth overall in the Reach draft, and he lived up to it. He had a great tournament. He put up some of the best stats in the event. And then, but then the ultimate winners, the originals, Galvan had the last pick in the draft. And he got Nuki with the last pick, and people were raving about how great he did. And that's what happens when you're set up with players like Galv and Wrecking Nerds who just completely dominated. It just makes it so much easier for the newer players to step in and find their role that they fit well in, and then they just perform a lot better. And so that was great to see. Just the last pick and second to last pick, one in each draft, has been some of the most impactful players.
Wow. Those are cool stories. It's like to hear that things can just have that dynamic change.
Yeah.
It's a lot more prevalent, it sounds like, in this than it is in like some of the past HCS years that we've had, where it's just been like the same few power teams that just come in and wreck house, basically. But yeah, any other comments from the last month, the Reach event, before we actually go into the drawing here?
Just a huge thanks to all the captains and all of our neutral hosts who worked so diligently in the process to help us get everything put together, and all the admins who were in the back end helping us with organization, people being patient while we got through and tried to get as many people on stream as possible, because it's important to both the Rage and I, not just to show you the winners, but to showcase as many different teams and as many of these deserving players as possible. Griffballers put in a lot of time and effort practicing and hanging out, creating custom games, running lobbies. You have no idea how many notifications I get on my phone every day. Customs. And it happens constantly, but it's because they're practicing. They love it. They've built this incredible community around it. And it is, in my opinion, something that should be celebrated. And I don't think gets enough credit for how bonded that community truly is. So, you know, we had teams, like you said, waiting hours to get into game to finish the final out while we continue to stream everything, and we appreciate everybody who did that. It takes a lot to put these on, and Rage and I are both very appreciative of all the efforts everybody makes.
Very nice.
So
yeah, all right, let's go into
facility
the drawing. I think he stepped away for a second, or his wife came in, so let's go ahead and start the drawing.
I want to point this out. We have 13 little balls of paper. Do you see this? That is it. Like, you can't see the numbers. I can't see the numbers. Put them all in there. Here we go.
Don't drop them again. Okay.
So, I'm going to go ahead and put the names up here just so people can see the names of the teams.
All right.
We start. So here, run down the teams real quick for us, Rage.
All right. So, in the first draft spot was captained by killer DJ Demon. He picked up Demon with the first pick overall, rounded his team out with Dab and Grim. The second pick of the draft was Adele. The team name is Nightfall. And with her first pick, she picked a dumb gamer tag that is actually Starblade. I don't know why he does that. Also finished up the team with Zeg and Aware Mosquito. Third team is our admin and longtime player, Priest XYZ. And with him, he picked up Ace, Grunt Padre, and Emstel. And their team name is Egg Dogs. Next up was Fox Fahrenheit with his team name 8th Place, who was actually the winners of the last AMI season. And he went with the same exact AMI team, Mirror, Mungo, and Vinny Haas. So people were a little surprised by some of his picks, but the man believes in chemistry, and I can't blame him for it.
Yep, true.
Next up is Bogo Marg. That is Tommy Westside's team. We saw that same team in the Reach tournament. This time around, though, he has Sab, MSSR Martin, and Moldyvolts. And then next up, we have yet another admin in Encot, and his team name is JYC, Junkyard something. I forget. It's probably inappropriate. Second, and with his players are
Junkyard Crusties,
Icy Tanker, Lux, and
Jack Your Crack, and but I Captain feel like that's inappropriate.
Sev. Yeah, we'll just won't go there. Next up is Jaga, who I believe his team finished second place in the Reach event. He did not have a team name just yet, but he picked up Regressor, Wrecking Nerds, who did win the last event, and Scarhead. Next up is my favorite team name is Pi with Silva's Fault, in reference to a team that did not work out in the last Halo 3 tournament season. That is captained by the Alpha Turtle, and he picked up God Snipes, Beam, and Noble. And then next up is Adventurer Waits, who did very well in the Halo 4 event, and that is run by Xerox Please. That is also known as the Corn Ninja, with Doorstopper, Mr. Cold, and Mr. Epic Beast. And almost down the line, we have Overrated next, captained by iRobot, who picked up Man Cannon, Juck, aka 420, and Bauer Power Hour. Next up is Cornship, whose team name is Poggies. And he picked up Ace Spence, Maverick, and You Are a Plant.
That's a name.
Second to last team is Dynasty, captained by the champion AJ DeJuice Main. He picked up Mystical Novice, King Rick, and Big Black Jamal, another amazing gamer tag. I do believe I'm not sure if he's going to be able to play, though. I believe Valhalla in the pool, who went undrafted, may slip into his fourth spot. And then last up is Fanciest Pants, who picked up Sket, Frenzy, and the Grim Dealer, and that team name is Jupiter Shock, and I misspelled that on the draft board. Let me go change that. There we go.
So, to answer Prestige Ace's question, what we're doing is we've got 13 numbers in here for the 13 teams. We're going to be selecting them out randomly so that we can determine who's got the higher seed order going into the tournament. Higher seed positioning gives them an opportunity to, gives them preference on the host, because there's no dedicated service for custom games in MCC at this time. That means that sometimes hosts can actually play to a significant advantage of one team or another. Rather than allow a team to have an on-court host, we have a neutral host, which is a completely separate non-playing player who just sits in the background and does it. So if you have a team of East Coasters playing against a team of West Coasters, it's the East Coast's team advantage if they can find someone on the East Coast to host the game, because then they're closer to the connective point to the server, and therefore they're going to have a little bit of a better performance versus the West Coast. You are a West Coaster, exactly the same thing applies. So we have a bunch of different volunteers who have been offering to be neutral hosts in the game and to manage that aspect for us. We truly appreciate it. It's an honor to have so many people volunteer for that. So that's what we're doing here. That's what these 13 numbers represent in my little bucket of joy. I'm going to keep it right here so you can all see there's nothing. Yeah, no idea what's happening. I'm going to tip it up so I can't even see what number it is. All right, so team number one, we're going to draw it right now.
And real quick, last reminder, remember we are going bottom to top, so whoever gets picked first is the lowest possible seed, and they will not have the host preference to the tournament, but the bottom three seeds, the first three teams that we draw out of this pail, they will have a bye in the first round because you do have 13 teams.
Yep. All right. First one is... My dog's still barking upstairs and I can't figure out why. All right. That number is four.
Oh, no. That is Fox Fahrenheit, the AMI team, eighth place. They get the 13th seed, but they do get the bye. Fox, I'm so sorry.
All right. Next up is...
Number eight.
Team number eight.
That is Pi was Silva's fault. That is Alpha Turtle's team. Alpha, I'm sorry. He was a late addition to the captain pool. I really appreciate you. The pale, once again, not going the way.
The pale strikes again.
All right, here we go. Number one.
Number one.
All right, that is Killer DJ Demon's team.
GG.
All right, so those are our three buys. Everyone else now is going to have to play in the first round. And this is arguably the worst seed you can get because it's the lowest one that does not get a bye. Last time it went to the absolute worst possible team, a team with like three European players, killed the team right away.
Yeah, it kind of screwed him up. All right, so our next one, this gets last position in without the bye.
In the
Killer
first
DJ
round.
Demon just hopping back in. Here we go. It is number 12.
Oh, that is AJ's team. That is Dynasty. That
all
is.
All right, AJ, I owe you a drinks, man. I'm sorry, dude. I owe you a drink, dog. All right.
Oh, no.
The next on the list is number nine.
Oh, nine or six. Is it nine or six? That looks like a nine.
That's
that
a nine. I curve the tops of my sixes.
Is Adventure Awaits. That is Corn Ninja's team. The ninth seed got the ninth team got the ninth seed.
Next up is
number seven.
Seven.
That is Jaga's team without a team name just yet.
All right. Coming up. Okay, this one's tiny. Doing this one-handed is a real trick. I'm not going to lie.
I think you need a better system for the final draw or something.
I don't know. I feel like my struggle is they enjoy watching the struggle. Next one is number five.
That is Bogo Margs. That is Tommy Westside's team.
There we go. GG, Tommy.
Maybe you just need to get bingo balls.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
I like that idea.
You a little cage. You be the guy at the front of the cafeteria going, B9.
DJ is absolutely old enough to be in the bingo demographic, too.
Hey. That glare.
Next up is number two.
That glare.
That is Nightfall. Oh. That is a Dilly's team.
All right. DJ? After we're done, easy. I need his address. I'm going to send Rage a care package.
There we go. Nothing but bingo balls. Next up is number 11. Team number 11.
That is Poggies. That is Corn Chip's team. So I believe we are now in our top four. Like,
let's go, buddy. Let's go.
We are, yep.
Next up, team number 10.
That is Overrated. That is iRobot's team.
All right.
All right, top three picks coming up. All that's left are Egg Dogs, NYC, and Jupiter Shock. Two admin teams again. I swear to God, this is not rigged.
Sure.
13. The next that one is number... 13.
That is Fanciest Pants. That is Jupiter Shock.
And Skittles. Sorry, Doc. This is our number six.
JYC.
That is NCUS team. JYC, they get the two seed. That means that Priest, XYZ, and Egg Dogs get the number one seed. Galv is going to be so pissed. All right,
that is officially number three. Officially number three. There we go.
Alrighty.
As random as you could possibly make it, people. That is literally the whole key of randomness. Bring this all back in here. Congratulations to everybody, and we look forward to seeing you. That show, of course, starts at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/DJBluePDX. You don't want to miss it. $600 in prizing. We're going to be giving away an Astro headset, a couple copies of MCC on Steam, and following that, it's going to be, of course, the Astro Weekend Dance Party. It's our final push for our fundraiser for the Trevor Project as part of the A-Star Collective's Pride event this month. Last weekend, we saw 1,100 viewers on the show.
Wow.
1,100 wow. people while on the front page. So
wow.
It's been a lot of fun. It's been really wild all
That's all amazing. Month
long. Yesterday, I got to play with Robbie Amell. People might know him as Firestorm. He's been in everything from Upload to Code 8. The Tomorrow People, he plays Chris Redfield in the upcoming release of Resident Evil. So he was on the show yesterday. We got to raise money for the fundraiser playing Fall Guys. FYI, I am terrible at Fall Guys. So go ahead, put on your shocked face. There you are.
All right, I have posted the link to the bracket into chat now. So there we go. It is updated. That is what the bracket looks like. Egg Dogs, JOSC, and Jupiter Shock with the first round buys. Refresh.
Oh, so the top three get buys, not the bottom three.
Oh, well, I had to reverse it for... Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, because I see right? Egg Dogs, JYC, oh. and Jupiter Shock getting the buys. I thought...
No, you're right. I did it the other way around. Oh, no. No, Egg Dogs still get the... yeah, you're right. I did it upside down.
Hold on. We're doing it live. We promise.
We're doing it live.
Yeah.
Brackets will be fixed momentarily by Rage, and then I'll be able to show them on the stream.
Hey, you know, we do what we can, man. We do what we can.
So with the bracket layout, what good, kind of upsets are you expecting, or kind of underdog stories do you think may happen?
Well, the underdog story I was hoping for was 8th place, the all-AMI team, to get a high seed and make a run through the bracket and upset a lot of people. But since we gave them the bottom seed, that may have dashed those hopes pretty early.
Oh, no.
Otherwise, I don't know. You know, I haven't had a chance to go through all these teams. I don't really have a favorite here, honestly. Like, I don't got a favorite. These teams are all really balanced. I think the teams came out very well. I don't think anyone has like a very super strong duo. Like in the last event, we had Galvin and Recce Nerds, and they came out and they dominated. They were unstoppable. I don't see a combo here that is going to match up to that.
Okay, so I found my link for it, and I'm looking through here. And honestly, I think every team's got its power. It has its power couple, and it's usually our first and second, our first round draft, possibly your second round. It's interesting to see who went third round. Power players like Mr. Epic Beast, who's been seen really destroying things in Halo 4. He was pretty dominant in Halo Reach, but then he's a third round pick in Halo 3. It's interesting how the different variations of the games change how people are rated and how people are ranked. So going across the teams from left to right, we've got Killer DJ Demon.
Refresh.
Uh-oh. Refresh. Me refresh?
I think I did it. I flipped it over.
At the wrong damn thing.
No, I think I have to refresh my...
Yeah, because you don't, God. Like, save it. It just auto-updates as I do it, so...
Yeah.
All right.
So, I would say Killer DJ Demon's team, not super familiar with everybody there. Nightfall's got Dilly and Aware Mosquito. Looking, like, Egg Dog's going to be one to watch. Obviously, Ace B Silent's involved. You got Priest and Ace B Silent and Grunt Padre and Emstel. I have faith in my former captain. And... I think that's going to be kind of a power team. You've also got on Fox Fahrenheit, Mungo Pungo and Vinny Ha. Hello. Great players. But those are second and third round picks, which is interesting. The captain, Fox Fahrenheit, who I'm unfamiliar with, picked Muir the Gale. I don't know who that is. Tommy, Seb, Monsieur Martin, and Moldy Bolts. Good, solid, rock solid team, I think, right there. You got Icy Tanker and Lux on anything. You're great. You add Encot to that and Captain Sev. Congratulations, you may get slapped. Anything that Regressor plays with, as long as they are maintaining their communications, keeping calm, not letting anybody get in their head, Jaga is going to walk in and they're going to push and they're going to push hard. And I think they're going to be able to dominate with the level of aggression on that team. And I think I say that as a compliment. Alpha Turtle with God Snipes. Apostic, also known as Beam Me Up or Beam Any, plus Noble. Great, great team right there. You've got Doorstopper plus Mystical and Mr. Eric Epic Beast with Zarek Please. Not super familiar with Zarek Please as far as, you know.
That's Corn Ninja.
Oh, Corn Ninja. Never mind. Dominant team. iRobot, Man Cannon. Boom. That's all you had to say. I'm already going to be voting for Overrated. I think they've got a great opportunity. Now, Corn Chip not Corn Ninja, but Corn Chip, who Corn was Chip. An absolute animal in Reach, has got picked up Spence, Mav, and You Are a Plant, who I played with on my Halo 3 team, which is great. AJ, Mystical Novice, and King Rick. King Rick is back.
Yeah, that there's a high potential there for that team.
King Rick is back. King Rick has returned. Okay, that's that changes a little bit of my opinion. Yeah, AJ obviously picked up Rick with for very good reasons. King Rick is rock solid, and so long as he hasn't lost any skill over the years, gonna come back, and I think he's gonna come back swinging hard. And then you've got Skett's team, Jupiter Shock. Well, it's Fancy as Pants' team with Skett on it. The Grim Dealer's there. Skett's like a one person wrecking crew.
Yeah, Skett. He was
Skett
in
just
between.
Walks
it was
in
your hiatus.
And literally shits on everybody. And then, by the way, you're all responding. His ball carrier just moonwalks in backwards, like, what's up, hookers? And there's not a damn thing you can do. There's not a damn thing I can do. That's just how Skett rolls. Skett's like, he doesn't care. So, no, there's a plethora of incredible players and incredible talent here, and we've got enough of those who are mid or lower tier level mixed into the group to balance it out. I think we're going to see, again, another 8 hours of games that I then have to DJ after.
And it's Halo 3.
I'm optimistic that we will not have an 8 hour event. I'm
Good Lord,
confident
I hope
with
not.
It. I was surprised that Reach went that long, but then we did have like four games that exceeded an hour of play. I'm fingers crossed that doesn't happen here with Halo 3. I don't remember games going that long.
Yeah.
But we'll hope for 7 hours, but
we shall see.
You know.
Yep.
We shall see.
We shall hope.
Yes.
All right.
Well, that's the bracket. That's the drawings. That's what's going into Saturday this weekend. Where are the deets on the stream, folks?
You can tune in starting at 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern live at twitch.tv/DJBluePDX for all the action. I'll be there with Rage More Nerd, shoutcasting like always until either I go mute or somebody wins. And we'll see who's going to pick up that $600 prize pack thanks to the wonderful people over at DreamHack and the DreamHack Community Clash. $400 for the first place team. That's $100 per player. $200 for the second place team. That's $50 per player. Look at me doing math on a show.
Live and in person.
DJ does math tricks. Next time he's going to juggle melted chapstick.
Excuse me?
I had chapstick in my hand and it's melted because I've been playing with it. First thing I had to go. There you go. All right. So, yes, best of luck to everybody. GG.
There you go. So, yep, tune in tomorrow, 12 Pacific time, 3 Eastern. For those on the in the UK, that'll be 8 Eastern.
Saturday. Yeah.
Sorry, 8 British time, 8 p.m.
On Saturday. Yep.
So, and what's the Australian time?
That's basically 1 a.m. on Sunday if you're on the West Coast, and 3 a.m. on Sunday if you're on the...
It's 5 dark
on the,
30.
If you're on the East Coast.
Dark 30.
it's the a-hole middle of the morning.
There you go.
I actually had...
Nobody even gets up for brunch.
This is totally off topic. I was pulled up behind a car the other day, and his license plate was HRS-020. 020 hours.
Oh, okay. It was the other way around. I was like, wait, I'm missing something.
Okay,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was backwards, but still, this was just a state issued plate.
Huh.
It wasn't like it was a custom plate or anything. Oh, that was like, what random luck.
Right?
Now, does somebody have a plate out there, at a complete random, that has Halo in it? Or are there no plates that have four letters in a row?
I think most defaults are 6 and 7. Characters long, so I don't think you would have Halo.
You have to do a special plate to get a shorter one. It has to,
yeah.
Well, my state has to be 7 characters.
Well, I mean, like it just has Halo somewhere in it with numbers around it or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Possibly.
I want it.
I mean, given all how many plate numbers there are out there, I'm sure there's probably a few.
Did you say go to the DMV?
Yeah.
I refuse. I'm
purchase
not going
a Vandy plate. Yeah.
To hell with that. I don't want it anymore. I'm not going to the DMV.
Yep. Nope. Nobody goes to the DMV, man. Nobody.
I'm good.
6 hours later.
I think Vandy plates here in Maryland are either $25 or $30.
It's not even 40 that. That's, for us. That's like nothing.
That's not bad. I tried to buy a vanity plate once, and apparently you have to have a vehicle in order to do so, which I thought was stupid.
DJ, when's the last time you've driven a car?
It wasn't. It was a scooter. That's what almost killed me.
You know that doesn't happen on a regular basis, right? He's bitter about that.
Actually, never mind. About a motorcycle.
If I try to convince you to get into a car, you're going to hit somebody on a scooter or an accident, and then I'm going to feel bad. So, yeah, don't do that.
I drive all the time. Like, I drive. I just don't own one. I don't need to own one. I'm fine not owning one.
I don't need one. I can borrow friends.
I don't need it.
What am I getting?
I don't need it.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
You are so lucky you're living in a world with Uber right now.
No, I just walk everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for the show tonight. Thank you, DJ and Rage, for joining us again for the
Thank you for having me.
We'll see you guys back.
We got one more thing. What game type are we doing this weekend on Halo 5?
I thought about saying it, so I'm going to say it now. Warzone Turbo!
Okay.
Warzone Turbo.
There you go.
I did think about it. I was going to refrain myself from doing it, but then you brought it up, so.
Has Craig returned from the dead?
No, that was just death. There'll be a lot of it with Turbo. Lots of death with Turbo.
Yes, in Halo 5, we've got Warzone Turbo returning for the weekend, and we've got ODST Slayer rotating back in. Yeah. I haven't checked on what's on the MCC, but we've got Season 7, so I think it's probably new maps and maybe Covey Slayer or something like that. I don't know. But yeah. So, join us in Discord. Vote for whether we're going to be playing MCC or Halo 5 tomorrow. We've been playing a lot of Halo 5 lately. A lot of votes for Halo 5. With the new MCC season out, maybe that'll change. Maybe that won't.
Grinding that 152 that I will never see.
And for those that have been joining us for the past few Fridays and wondering what the heck we're doing with some of those Super Fiesta game modes, wait till Tuesday.
Answer's coming.
You'll find out. You'll find out on Tuesday. There you go.
Shh.
You can check out the podcast on Thursday nights here on Twitch at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We have our Fragment Friday taking place on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time as well, hosted by the one and only Godzilla Todd.
Sup?
Yeah. And we finally moved back upstairs into our bedroom. So, Achieving Halo returns this Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Maybe 9:30. Depends. Either sometime between 9 and 10 is when it'll start.
Dust has a bathroom again! Oh.
Half a bathroom. The vanities just got in today. There's a story.
You got the important half.
Showers and toilets? I guess. So we've got that coming up. We've got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, where you can follow us. We have our Discord. That's where most of the community hangs out these days. If you want to go over there and join us, you can support the podcast in a number of different ways. You can subscribe to us on Twitch. You don't have to be like Pinsir Ace that decides to just dump all their money on Potacular. But if you would like to subscribe, we would certainly appreciate it. You can also support the podcast through Patreon. We have a Patreon with a number of different perks on there. Prestige is going to be cashing in his 6 month participation at the $10 level and being a guest on the show sometime in the month of July. We got to nail down a weekend date since he normally works during the podcast on Thursday. So we're going to have a special weekend recording to get him involved. We got some other perks like merch, access to VODs, show notes, and all that kind of stuff. You can head on over to podtacular.com/Patreon and join Prestige, Confal, and Pins Halo with that. If you would like, you can also donate to us directly through PayPal, podtacular.com/donate, if you'd rather do that. Other than that, if you can't support us monetarily, just helping spread the word, joining our live streams, listening to the podcast, leaving us a review on iTunes, and just sharing Podtacular with your friends and other Halo fans is a good way to support the show. Not sure if we'll be back next week. Depends on what news we get, how tired I am after doing two podcast recordings. A little hint on what the Tuesday announcement might be. But we've got plenty of things to do coming up here pretty soon, so stay tuned. We've got some book things that are overdue, so that'll be happening. We'll have our next book podcast next month as well. So stay tuned. Lots of stuff's happening now that we've got past the E3 bump for Halo Infinite. Maybe DJ will return. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll be maintaining his busy schedule. Maybe we'll be receiving another co-host from the from a blast from the past. Talks are in the works.
You never know.
Stay tuned to find out. That's going to be it for the podcast tonight. Thank you again, Rage and DJ, for coming on over. As in typical style, when we have DJ on the show, any final thoughts, DJ?
Be kind, people. Everybody's got an opinion about Halo. They're all
cut them off, quick.
There we go. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you all either on one of our live streams or in the podcast next week. Keep on cracking them trucks.
Later.
Later. Bye.
Laters.